This is a portrait drawing of our founder, Sir Arthur Pearson. He is smartly dressed in a suit with a black bow tie. Arthur Pearson, the future founder of St. Dunstan's, was born on the 24th of February 1866. As well as being both popular and sociable in school, he was an enthusiastic athlete, winning a reputation as a most tricky bowler amongst the juniors. However, even from an early age, it was apparent to his peers that his eyesight was beginning to fail. "He was too blind to play games well," said one contemporary. Upon leaving school, Pearson moved away from sports, showing his academic and managerial qualities to become an office manager for Titbits, a weekly magazine at 18, with an annual salary of £350 in 1884. This would be approximately £53,000 today. It was in this role that Pearson showed the caring side of his nature, personally hiring buses to allow poorer inner-city London children day trips to the country. Setting up his own periodical journal, Pearson's Weekly, in 1890, Pearson authored an article in the first edition on his own battle with sight loss, writing that appalling as the deprivation of sight may be, it is not without some remarkable compensations. Other faculties, both of intellect and of sense, often seem to gain by it. Genius ever devises ways and means of its own. Pearson set out to prove himself correct.